May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, my strength and redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Have you ever visited a place and said to yourself, if I could just stay here and remain where I am, then I will be satisfied for the rest of my life? I've said that on a sailboat in St. John in the Caribbean. I didn't want to leave. I've said that on mountain peaks. I've said that while walking ankle deep in the ocean surf and while being out in nature. If I could just stay here, if I could just remain here, if I could just be here, remain. It's been a meaningful challenge in this sermon series to remain on the theme of the bread of life. To be honest, I've felt in a way that I've preached the same sermon a couple of times. And yet, the readings that are assigned to the church have said the same things. Perhaps we are to remain on this theme. We live in a world of coming and going and of constant change, and we live in a what's next society. And I don't think this is all a bad thing. Change is good, but the assigned texts for us for the last 4 weeks have not changed themes. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the one who has come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread has eternal life. This is a message that remains. It does not change. In a what's next, ever-changing world, maybe God is calling us through His Word to think about remaining in something. I've been thinking a lot over the past few weeks about how this church has remained. I'm a bit of a history buff, so some people would say I'm boring to talk to, but I really enjoy learning about history. So I've dug into the history and dynamics of both our church and of this surrounding community. When I think about our church, over 100 years old, a few things come to my mind. The first is people. People have lived here and died here, served here, and they've been sent out of these walls to be in ministry. People, the faces of people have changed, haven't they? Legacies have been left behind. Lives have been changed. Testimonies have been shared. Our God, who remains the same yesterday, today, and forever, has been faithful to people in this church. Now that's an amen moment. Hasn't God been faithful to you? God's remaining presence in you. Another thing that's changed is pastors. Pastors have been placed here to serve under episcopal appointment since the first itinerant Methodist minister came here to administer the sacraments. And this is a photograph of the Reverend John Branscombe from our archives on his first Sunday in June 18, 1928. He's wearing a bow tie. I like that. But he is standing in what I believe is this same pulpit. And over the years, the pastors of this church have changed. Legacies have been left behind. Lives have been changed and influenced by the commitment of itinerant ministers serving here, well over 65 of them. What else has not remained? Well, buildings haven't remained, have they? Buildings have been erected and demolished, and new ones have been built. And from the pictures, those in our congregation who have gone on before us have always taken great pride in Lighthouse United Methodist Church and in our facilities. And we gather here today to worship in this beautiful and holy place because of the faithfulness of both past and present generations. But one day, this building is even going to change. It's made of wood. It's made of metal. There's some steel. It's made of things that will have to be refinished and refurbished and replaced. So we cannot escape change. It seems like everything has always been in a constant state of change. If you were to take a snapshot of our church or a snapshot of your lives, you will quickly see that it isn't a freeze frame that is frozen in time. We age and we change. Nothing remains the same forever. And beyond other people and beyond pastors and beyond buildings, guess what? There is you. The you that looks at yourself in the mirror every morning to make sure your hair is just right. Think about your life and what has remained the same. You probably have some routines that have stayed the same. Maybe you brush your teeth the same way, part your hair on the same side. Maybe there's lots of little things that are the same in your life. Maybe you've moved around a good bit. Maybe you're a person of faith now, and in years past you really weren't. Maybe you've been part of various expressions of the Christian faith, or none at all. Maybe you've had major changes in family and friend relationships. Perhaps there have been times in your life when you've become frustrated that things were changing too quickly or unexpectedly, or even suddenly and unwelcomed. Despite our story of change, and whatever chapter of it that we may be living in, we gather today to hear Jesus speak to us a message that remains the same. The gospel is very clear today in a remaining and in a consistent way. Unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of God and drink of His blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat the bread and drink the cup abide in me and I in them. Eat, drink, and remain. I guess we are what we eat. We must mind carefully what we eat and digest spiritually for the health of our souls. When we come to our wits' end, what remains in us is what matters. The world offers us a lot of unhealthy diets that are always changing. And I've known people that have done Atkins, and then they've done this diet, and then they've done this diet, and then they've done this diet. Always changing. But feeding on the Word of God and partaking of the body and blood of Christ ensures a remaining nutrition for our spirits, food for our souls, the grace of God poured into our lives. And in faith, as we eat the bread and drink the wine of Holy Communion, we can enable that process by which Christ penetrates our beings and nourishes our souls and remains in us. We can encounter the always remaining presence of God when everything else around us seems to be changing. The bread of life. In this sacrament, God's very life comes to us through the elements of bread and wine so that we can have union with our God that remains. We are recalled to the truth that this union with God through Jesus Christ is a connecting link for us with all that is good, all that is true, and all that is holy. I had a wonderful visit with one of our parishioners a few weeks ago, Joanne Spear. Joanne is, I'm just getting to know her, but she's a very nice lady. Really enjoyed getting to know Joanne. I met her at a potluck here at the church, and then I went to her home and met her again, and before I left her home, we met again. But there's something in Joanne that remains. And we place the bread and the cup on the table. And her eyes began to twinkle a little differently. And we began to sing, "Oh, victory in Jesus." Anybody know that? "My Savior. Forever, He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing." Joanne knew every word that we sang. Sang it in tune. We laid out the bread and we laid out the cup and we prayed that the Holy Spirit would sanctify those gifts of bread and wine there in her home. And He did. And then we prayed the Lord's Prayer together, and Joanne prayed that prayer in a way where she could have been leading thousands of others to pray that prayer. Why? Because when everything else changes, when you come to your wit's end, when you're at that place where maybe you don't even physically remember what you used to remember, or maybe you can't do those things that you used to do, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His presence remains the same. And the world cannot take that presence away from you. Your circumstances, even your mind, your mental ability cannot take it away from you. The victory in Jesus remains. It fills us. It comes into us. It changes us. It gives us focus. There's one thing that has remained the same, and it's the grace of God that is poured out in His Son, who is the bread of life for the world. This table set before us is not a fixture in this building. It's not here to look beautiful as a piece of furniture. It's not here to display fine craftsmanship. This table is in this building to hold the feast of our salvation, the feast of a God who desires more than anything to remain in us. It's a place where you are invited to bring your ever-changing life. It's a place where you are invited to bring those things that have not remained. Your hurts, your habits, your hang-ups, your hopes and dreams, your sin, your confession. Bring it. And it's a place to receive that which never changes but always remains. Jesus himself. Eat, drink, remain.